What you're about to hear is a phone interview with Professor Peter Russell, Dean of the Faculty of Architecture at RWTH Aachen University. In the interview to follow, Peter discusses the importance of building information modeling for the university's architecture program.
Peter, can you tell us why the university is using building information modeling in its architectural design curriculum?
Well, I have to say the question is almost an anachronistic one, because building information modeling is going to be the way to design buildings and take care of the information about buildings in the future. And for ourselves as teachers, we're basically making the next generation of architects. And so the students that start with me this semester on their studies are going to be finishing in 5 years and then starting in their own practices in 3 to 5 years after that. And I'm sure that by that time, building information modeling will be the de facto way to design buildings. And so it's actually not even a question if we're going to do it, it's a question more of how.
What classes are using building information modeling, and what topics are covered in these classes?
Well, we have two major parts to our building information modeling teaching. The first one is called BIM Basics, where we give the students an overview about what building information modeling is and basically what they need to know if they're confronted with this kind of software and are confronted working in an office with this stuff. We have a then sort of upper level course that we call BIM Professional, where we go into more of the sort of nitty-gritty features of building information modeling, including parametric design and including using some of the semantic features. And that means taking information out of a product like Revit and bringing it into a product like Ecotec to do analysis and such. We also do design coursework, where we actually integrate as part of the design studies using programs like Ecotec within the design studio. So we have on one side sort of practical courses about learning this kind of software, and on the other side we have our design studios, where we try to integrate that into the design process.
How is building information modeling being used in your design studios?
Well, I can use as an example, we did a project last summer to basically carry on some of the work that's already being done in New Orleans, where we took the project brief for designing ecologically friendly with a rather ambitious design proposal to rebuild parts of the Lower Ninth Ward. And we were able to use building information modeling in the design studio because of the semantic aspect, so that our students not only created interesting houses, but they were able to verify, at least in terms of the simulation tools that are available, that they were ecologically sound, that they had a very low energy footprint, and that the general design brief was being met during the design process.
Peter, in general, how do you envision building information modeling transforming architectural practices?
Well, I think if you look right now at the way we have to teach our students, this is a pretty good example of what's going to be happening. Most of our students in the first year learn traditional CAD or drafting with the computer, including a bit of modeling, but more for the aspect of making pretty pictures than making information about the buildings. At the same time, as I said, when these students finish their studies, probably I'm going to estimate that over half of the firms, if not most of the firms, to a large degree, will have switched over to some kind of building information modeling software. And at this point, it's going to be a case of not just sort of delivering drawings as instructions, but in terms of being able to, throughout the life cycle of the building, be able to manage the information about the building. And this means that actually, it will probably empower a lot more architects, because the people that make the very first BIM model are going to be the ones that determine how the course of the design, the course of the building project, the building site, its maintenance, its facility management, and even to the point of if you're going to say, okay, it's deconstruction. These are all going to be determined by whoever makes the first model. And so I think the building information modeling will reassign some of the original power that architects had over their buildings, and in some ways give us the chance to make better informed design decisions at the beginning of the project, as opposed to under the gun of a short time to design and having to make decisions basically out of shooting from the hip, so to speak.
For everything about the Autodesk BIM Experience Award and the architecture programs at RWTH Aachen University, Visit Autodesk.com/BIM Experience Award.